This is your RTL Today News, Sports and Weather at 8pm on Tuesday the 25th of November. I'm John Baker. At a press conference on the national budget, the Director General of the Chamber of Commerce, Carlo Thielen, warned that the sustainability of Luxembourg's social systems and economic competitiveness are under threat, pointing to a dangerous combination of stagnating growth and ageing workforce and overregulation, adding that the country's small open economy has been significantly weakened by both the difficult geopolitical environment and internal structural problems. A new report from France's National Institute of Statistics and Economic Studies confirms the significant financial incentive of working in Luxembourg, revealing that cross-border workers from France's Grand Est region earn on average 65% more than their counterparts employed locally, and for those in health and social care, the disparity is up to 103%. Police have announced that a 39-year-old motorist has died from the injuries he sustained in a collision with a heavy goods vehicle on the A3 motorway last weekend. The accident occurred near the Doudelange exit in the direction of Thionville at around 4 a.m. on Saturday morning, and according to police, the man's car crashed into the rear of a lorry, becoming wedged under the trailer. In international news, a huge fire has broken out at a warehouse complex in Southall, West London, sending thick smoke billowing across the area and prompting the evacuation of nearby homes and schools. The London Fire Brigade said 25 fire engines and roughly 150 firefighters were deployed to the scene, which has been declared a major incident due to the suspected presence of fireworks and gas cylinders stored inside the building. And US President Donald Trump believes a Ukraine-Russia deal is still very close, while European leaders stay sceptical as both sides launched overnight strikes. An initial US plan, which was heavily weighted in Russia's favour, has been replaced by one taking into account more of Ukraine's interests, and a Ukrainian official told AFP that the new version was significantly better. However, US officials acknowledge that delicate issues remain. Sports now, and Real Madrid coach Xabi Alonso said today that he must know how to handle criticism and media speculation over his future while at the helm of the Spanish giants. Los Blancos have failed to win any of their last three games across all competitions, amid reports some players are unhappy with Alonso's management. And the Olympic torch for the 2026 Milan Cortina Winter Games in Italy will be lit in ancient Olympia, Greece tomorrow, after organisers were forced into changes as a result of poor weather. The Games will take place from February the 6th to the 22nd in Italy for the third time. For more on these stories and for the latest news and updates, head to rtltoday.lu.
The weather is brought to you by
CMCM, your health mutual for extra coverage.
Tonight's weather, it will remain overcast but dry for the most part for the rest of the evening and overnight. Tomorrow looks very much the same as today, although it will hopefully be drier, and we may even see the sun break through from the clouds from time to time. Expect a temperature range of around 2 degrees in the early morning to a high of 6 in the afternoon.